Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The reports are out that it looks like Sean Payton is going to Denver. I'm not going to say it like it's done, but it looks like Sean Payton is lining up to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. The reports are that he will make between $20 and $25 million. Your thoughts?
Stop it! Sean Payton is the most overrated, overhyped, overvalued coach in NFL history. This love affair about Sean Payton and, oh my God, we got to get him because the world would stop if we can't get him to coach our football team. Really? It is ridiculous that Sean Payton has come to this point where just by stepping down from a team that was going nowhere and getting on television with the bright lights and in front of the camera has somehow elevated this guy to making $25 million a year. He's Mike McCarthy, but svelte. That's what he is. Mike McCarthy has the same one championship with a great Hall of Fame quarterback, and Mike McCarthy's a bum. Nobody wanted him, Chris, and he went to Dallas, and even this year, 13 wins and everything, and they go, well, they just win because despite Mike McCarthy, Mike McCarthy has more wins. It ain't that difference between Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton. In New Orleans, he had three seasons where he went 7-9, three in a row.
Right.
That's with Drew Brees, with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mike McCarthy never went 7-9 3 years in a row with Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding? And Chris, again, because some of these coaches get on television, they get a higher profile, and all of a sudden we get glazed over and taking a real look at people's records, and we think, well, he's glib. Well, he's smart. Well, he's ripping on people. Well, this guy's a good one. Oh, my God. You got to make sure you hire this guy. We thought John Gruden's contract was ridiculous at $10 million for 10 years. And now they're talking about paying him $25 million? And another thing, he's lucky to even be coaching in the NFL. He was a part of one of the worst scandals in the history of this league, Bounty Gate. And don't you ever forget it. His name is attached to it. And you know what his instructions were? I'll pay you to go hurt players. Can you imagine that? And don't make an excuse because, you know, while they exonerated and reduced the suspensions, Chris, of some of the players involved, guess who got denied when he appealed? Sean Payton got denied. And the league had sent him note after note to stop it, and he didn't do it. And now we're supposed to celebrate this guy as he's the greatest coach who ever walked the earth? Count me out. Players want to play for that guy who instructed his players to hurt other players? I'm sorry. I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to put my head under the sand and act like it didn't happen. I'm not saying he can't coach, but this love affair and this over-exaggeration, overvalue of Sean Payton is ridiculous. The same people call Aaron Rodgers a bum for winning one championship is now parading around talking about how great Sean Payton is. I'm not going to be a part of it, so go ahead, Denver. Go ahead and sign him to a ridiculous contract that he's not worth.
Now, one of the places, though, I'm going to question you on is you celebrate Aaron Rodgers for one championship, and you just said if you celebrate Aaron Rodgers for one, then why are you acting, or if you rip Aaron Rodgers for just having one, why are you celebrating Sean Payton for only having one? Well, if you celebrate Aaron Rodgers for having one, why are you ripping Sean Payton for only having one?
Aaron Rodgers has more stuff than Sean Payton has. Chris, he's not. Aaron Rodgers has the best quarterback rating. I could give you the stats and the awards that he's won. Sean Payton doesn't have even close to the other stuff that Aaron Rodgers has as a quarterback. So my point
is... Well, he's a coach.
No,
I mean,
no,
you don't
have a
rating for the coach.
Yes, you do. You could have...
He got 63% win percentage.
Yeah, but you
I'm not saying he's Aaron. I'm just saying because you made that example.
No, I'm making...
I'm like, I don't think that one works.
Yeah, I'm talking about the people who would trash him, but they raise up. I'm talking about people who trash Aaron Rodgers, but raise up.
Nobody trashes.
But raise up Sean Payton. That's my point.
Okay. I think Sean Payton's a very good coach. I agree that he has become a bit overrated. I mean, like you said, he had the 3 straight 7-9 seasons with Drew Brees. But I do think he's a very good coach. Bounty Gate obviously was a bad thing. I'm sure he's learned his lesson, and you won't be seeing that happen again. And just like the players involved in that, and everybody, you get a second chance. And so I'm not holding that against him. And I do think players want to play for him. And if I'm the Denver Broncos, I have all this money invested in Russell Wilson. I need to find a coach who I know works well with quarterbacks. And obviously Sean Payton was great with Drew Brees, was very good with Jameis Winston. And if I'm Denver, there's no way I can get rid of Russell Wilson, so I'm going to bring in a guy who I know, not think, but know based on his track record, can work with Russell Wilson. So I feel you, like I said, I do think he's a tad overrated. Like, it's become like he's won 3-4 championships, which obviously isn't the case. And Rob, his last one was in 09. However, he is a good coach. His track record is legit, and he's got a great one of working with quarterbacks. So they got to get somebody that's going to help fix Russell Wilson. And so I do think that's a good hire by them. Look, the money, they the wealthiest owners in the league, and that's what they want to do. There's no cap on coaches, so they doing what they need to do to get him.
And here are the exact numbers. Mike McCarthy, 61% winning percentage of regular season. Sean Payton, 63%. Postseason, Mike McCarthy 55%, Sean Payton 53%. So that's right. And they both have one championship.
But now they're very similar. I mean, but people look at it, well, but it's and McCarthy does get ripped, and I've defended McCarthy here and there, but it's viewed as Payton's more of a tactician. That's the view, and I think he is than McCarthy. But right at the end of the day, it is about results, so I give you that. But I like I said, he has. People talk about him like he's Belichick, you know, and he's going about to get paid like Belichick. But I do think he is a good coach. Do you think he's not a good coach?
I didn't say that. I say he's overvalued. Okay. He's an overvalued and over. It's just overhyped and overblown. He's not worth $25 million a year. I don't know what. Rob G, find out what Mike McCarthy's making. It ain't $25
million. No, it ain't close. And I wouldn't pay Mike McCarthy $25 million. But I do, you know, he's solid, but I do think Peyton's better. But we will see.
He's making $7 million, and they're paying the same guy with the same stats, the same number,
But that, again, you know, that's just like, just look. You got to look at other stuff, too, how he's worked with quarterbacks. McCarthy's worked with, you know, Rodgers and been great, but, you know, worked with Rodgers. Now he's doing well, though. McCarthy is redeeming himself in some people's eyes, and that's good.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's
still on the line. Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We are the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, as I said earlier, one of only two kickers to be in the Hall of Fame, so you know how good he was, Morten Andersen. Morten, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening, Morten?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Good to be with you, and hope L.A. is treating you well.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah. I'm in New Jersey and New York, but
I'm
coast to coast.
I'm
here
in L.A., and I'm loving every minute of it, but we appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely.
Perfect to be on to start the show.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure.
I hope you don't feel like, we're just bringing me on to talk about something negative, but we want to ask you about Brett Maher. When you saw him missing four extra points, I'm guessing as a kicker that you just felt for the guy.
Well, first, I don't think it's negative. It's a learning moment for the young man. You know?
Hopefully.
I got to be honest with you. The reason I tweeted out those four words, I mean, clearly, I'm retired and I'm not going to take Brett Maher's job, but it brought me back to 2006 when I was sitting on the couch. I've been out of football 20 months and the phone hadn't rung, you know, and I'm sitting there drinking a beer with my neighbor and the guy for the Falcons was, you know, missed four field goals. And I said, I can do that. You know, I can do better than that. And right. So it just brought me back to that time when I actually had an opportunity to come back after 20 months in a public park, grinding it out and become the leading scorer in the game. And so, listen, Brett's a good kicker. I was poking fun at him, but, you know, you got to have thick skin as a kicker and he's going to be fine. You know, I think when I saw him miss the first one, I said, okay, that's, you know, then the second one, he put same thing. He pushed it and then he overcompensated and pulled the third one. Can't remember what happened to the fourth one, but then I knew it was in his head. Right. So now it becomes
right
a confidence thing. And when they moved the extra points back from 20 yards to 33 yards, it did change the perception and the mindset a little bit of some of these guys, especially some of the younger guys, because they weren't treating it, you know, they were going, man, it's just an extra point, but it's really a 33-yard field goal. And that's the point, treat it as a 33-yard field goal. And you can't guide them. You can't guide the short ones. 40 yards and in the NFL, you got to be 10 out of 10. And right. Otherwise, you're looking for a job.
Right.
You just got to find the target line and trust it and pound it right down the target line. And really no reason to miss 33-yarders. I've missed them. I missed a short one in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville to lose the game. So we've all had distasteful situations. You know what I mean? Right. And this is distasteful for Brett, but he'll bounce back.
And for people who didn't see your tweet, you just simply tweeted, "Are the Cowboys hiring?" question mark, which is a great tweet. Yes, that was a tweet. Yes, and let me say this.
They
to you.
Were. They actually yeah. got. You know, they signed a guy.
Right, but
yeah, you're 62, well, but I'm sure but, you know you could probably
but,
get out.
But
there
Morten,
still.
let me say this. It's one thing to me. Like I would be afraid to have them kick for me in the playoffs where the Cowboys are. They haven't won anything since the Louisiana Purchase was signed. I mean, it's been a long ride for them. And they have a good team. And now they have a guy, you talked about it, mentally, who missed four extra points, right? I mean, that four extra points, which is not like missing a 50-yard field goal or something. And I would be afraid to put him out there if he plays or whatever for in the next game and he misses the first one extra point or misses a field goal. Is that when you have to pull the plug on him and realize he's lost for the postseason?
No, you got to stay with the guy. What are you going to do? You got to start
really?
Experiment.
And you they did bring in another kicker the for the practice squad.
No, you don't start tinkering. You know, if a guy on defense is not getting the sacks he's supposed to, I know kicker is different and polarizing and all that. Are you going to just switch him out and bench him for the rest, cut him? You know, the leash is so short on kickers, and that's really the misconception here. If you look at the body of work that Brett Maher has delivered over the years, it's very good. Okay, so my advice to him, and I haven't spoken to him, but if I was to speak to him, I would simply say you got to go back to basics. Look at some film when you were crushing the ball, when you were hitting right down the middle, and go to that happy place and trust. And he has enough ammo. He has enough in his tank, if you will. Plenty of fuel, plenty of successes. This was a distasteful bump in the road. It happened in a playoff game, yes. But it was in a game where it did not make a difference. Could it have? Yes, it could have. But I think there's no doubt the Cowboys are practicing that 33 left hash all week. I can guarantee you that.
But Morton, let me say this. Like, kickers to me are like relief pitchers, right? Closers. And they really are. When you're doing it, like, people don't talk about you because they expect you to do it. And, you know, it's only when you blow a kick or you blow a save. If you're a reliever and you blow a save, it's a big story. And my thing is, I hear what you're saying about, you know, staying the course. But I can remember one where the Philadelphia Phillies were in the World Series. And Mitch Williams was bad. He was their closer all year. But he was bad. And they kept running him out there. And they wound up losing that World Series. And he imploded and couldn't get anybody out, and they kept putting him out there. When do you make a change if you don't? How can you just keep going that route if he continues? You mean to tell me if he misses three more kicks, he should continue to be the kicker is what I'm asking?
I don't think he will, okay? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think he'll miss three more kicks. Now,
Martin, how do you know – because my guess is he's looking good in practice.
The eyes.
I was going to say, how do you know if a guy doesn't have the yips?
He doesn't have the yips because he hadn't had the yips all year. He had a bump in the road. I don't know exactly the circumstances. I know this. I've missed three in a game, okay? Three kicks.
Make field goals, kick. Though.
Yeah.
Not
okay,
extra
fine.
Points. You are for the
yards,
record.
42 yards, 40. What happens is you miss one, okay, leaves the foot, leaves the mind. Next one, oh, shit, I missed another one. Okay, now I gotta be concerned because, you know, I don't want to miss a third one. Well, I missed a third one, and now I'm in my head a little bit, you know. I got to be honest with you. So the only thing I can tell you is that at that point, as a pro ball player, you got to go and trust, and you got to be fearless. And that's not a comfortable place to be, man. To be fearless in when you're failing, so fail fearlessly and fail forward. That's all I can tell you.
For the record, you may notice your feel or extra point percentage was 98.8. You made 98.8% of your extra points. Out of 859 tries, you only missed 10. He missed four in one game. Let me ask you this. I've always said this about kickers. Every time you step on that field, there is pressure, at least for a field goal and probably for extra points too. But how do you deal with that? Like, it's not like, I mean, there's pressure obviously on all players, but for you guys, it's just such a singular moment. And, I mean, that's got to be – how do you deal with that? It seems like it could be nerve-wracking.
I don't like the word pressure. I don't like anybody saying pressure. Here's how I feel about these distasteful situations that you call pressure. Perceived pressure happens when your skill set doesn't match the task at hand. If you have practiced and repaired and it's in your wheelhouse and it matches the task, it shouldn't be pressure. And you can apply that to any position on the football field. I mean, if you got a quarterback and he's got to throw a 12-yard out or a 15-yard out, that's not an easy throw, especially if he's right-handed and he's rolling left. So I'm just saying, you have to understand your parameters. You have to understand what is my limitations. You know, I used to go to my coach in pregame and say, listen, this way with the wind, I'm good. You get it to the 30-yard line, you have a high probability of 3 points. And that way, we can go 38-yard line, okay? And so now he's got information that he can use in the game. So you have to understand your limitations. You also have to understand your ability to complete the task. And if that task is higher than your skill, you're gonna be sweating bullets, man. And that's how I looked at it. And you know, that's why I played for 382 games in 25 years.
Right. All right, Morton Anderson, the Hall of Fame kicker. Great stuff, Morton. We really appreciate you joining.
No doubt.
Have fun, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. A coach was not hired or not reported to be close to being hired, but was fired, and that was Byron Leftwich in Tampa Bay. He's fired as the offensive coordinator. Right, I'm going to say this. Now, look, when you average 18 points a game and you got the worst running game in the league, whatever. Everybody could be in trouble. But, Rob, I think this was the wrong move. I don't like it because Byron Leftwich has been a good offensive coordinator. And I don't put everything this year that happened or didn't happen on him. Before Tom Brady even got there, Rob, they had the third best offense in the league with Jameis Winston at quarterback.
With 30 interceptions.
Right. And so, obviously, when Brady got there, Leftwich was great with him. They won the Super Bowl. Last year, Brady had a great year. And this year, Brady fell off. But their team is old. Their team is slow. And, Rob, there were the reports that Brady never really addressed. He just said, they write whatever they want or something. But the reports that Saturday nights before the Sunday games, Brady would meet with the receivers and tweak and change the game plan without Leftwich being in the meetings and without telling, the reports were that Leftwich didn't know and found out when the game started.
Which is totally disrespectful, Chris. Right. It just is. Even if you want to make changes, speak to the coach.
Include him. Absolutely. And Rob, if the offense isn't working and Brady was indeed had the final say on things, isn't he somewhat responsible? And finally, Rob, Brady ain't going to be there. Now, I know there's reports that, oh, this is a move to try to bring Brady back. The Buccaneers need to accept the fact that they are about to go into rebuilding mode. You got a Super Bowl out of Tom Brady. You should be tickled pink with that. And I'm not, I know you're down on Brady there, and I'm not down on him at all. They got a Super Bowl they would not have had had Tom Brady not been there. And you got two great seasons out of Tom Brady and for your team, even though you only won one Super Bowl. And that's it. And Rob, they should understand, and to be honest, be glad he's ready to move on and go elsewhere, because they're not going to be very good next year with or without Tom Brady. So get ready to rebuild. And I thought you had an offensive coordinator that has shown he can be a good one. So I think they should have kept Leftwich.
I hear you, and your case for Leftwich is good. But, Chris, I'm serious. I know they fired like five coaches. They cleaned up the whole.
Six, I think.
Was it six total? They cleaned house. But they left one guy out, and that's Todd Bowles, Chris. Todd Bowles should have been fired. Leftwich.
From when you look at it, Rob, doesn't it seem. I don't know Todd Bowles.
Chris.
It seems to have his fingerprints on it. It seems like they're the scapegoats, right?
Everybody's a scapegoat except for Todd Bowles. And Chris, I'm not going to let go of this, okay? Todd Bowles is to blame for a lot that happened this year, and you just talked about it. He let Tom Brady undermine him as a coach, missing training camp for 11 days, missing a walkthrough, Chris, and going to a wedding during the season where you miss walkthrough.
Right.
And then changing plays and not talking to the coach or the offensive coordinator or the game plan? That can't happen. Todd Bowles, you embolden Tom Brady.
Right.
You can give him respect, Chris, but you're the coach. I'm sorry. It's not just about one play. I got 53 players to worry about. And we got to be, and you know, Chris, you played football. It's the ultimate team game. It's the sacrifice everybody has to do. Tom Brady wasn't on that page. And I blame Todd Bowles. I know it's hard to push back on a Hall of Fame player and all that. But, Chris, the stuff that Brady.
Comes with the job.
I get it, but the stuff that Brady asked for was unprecedented. 11 games from training camp?
Days, right.
11 days. And Chris, a wedding? Go listen to Tom Brady's when he talked about coming back and all that. And then Tom Brady was talking about, you know how many weddings and graduations and family functions I missed over the last 20 years? He talked about it. But now when he gets to Tampa Bay and Todd Bowles is his coach, he takes advantage of him. He would have never done that to Bill Belichick.
Never.
Bill Belichick
didn't even thought to go that way. Right.
It wouldn't have happened. And that was the owner. Bill Belichick didn't go. He had a game to coach. I really think Todd Bowles dropped the ball here. And, Chris, the NFL has a problem with black coaches and all that and not getting a fair shot. But I'm not going to close my eyes to Todd Bowles and give him a pass because he's a brother. I'm not. I would be saying the same thing if this was a white coach.
Oh, absolutely.
I would be, and you know I would.
No doubt. And Rob, Bowles has coached five full seasons. He coached three games with Miami back in 2011, but he's had five full seasons as a head coach. He's been to the playoffs one time, and that was this year, and they were 8-9. So I was glad they gave him a shot. It looked like Bruce Arians helped set him up. But Rob, I don't think he did a good job this year, and you're absolutely right. Like, you undermined yourself.
Right.
You really did. And, I mean, look, Brady was a crazy situation. He was
a distraction.
Apparently trying to save his marriage. So I get, like, the way that could, you know, that's tough. But that undermined your authority. And I know players, and we talked to some ex-players, and some were like, hey, he's Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. So and some were like, dude, I don't care who you are. We out here busting our butts and you're gone on vacation. And so I'm sure it was the same way, Rob, in the locker room. Sure, some players were fine with it because of who he is. and others were probably ticked off. But either way, Rob, it did make Bowles look just, it takes away your authority, period, the end. And I'm not saying they would have been very good this year, but I do think they would have been better with Bruce Arians.
Yep.
And I think they'd have been a better team.
And you know, Brady had an issue with Bruce Arians because you remember he wasn't coming back and then they fired or he went upstairs and then right. All of a sudden Brady was coming back. I just think, Chris, you can't be an NFL head coach and do what Todd Bowles did this past year. And he made every excuse. Tom yep. Brady was a distraction. I don't care what anybody says. His divorce became very public. And you know what? When a player misses 11 days in training camp, Chris, and you're a star, anybody else would have been released, okay? Anybody else would have been released. And to think that you're not going to ask Brady.
Even if he wasn't – I mean, I get it. He was out with his family trying to make things work. But, Rob, even if they had said, look, he's 45, he's not going to practice much, and you brought him, but he's there. You know what I'm saying? He's at camp. He's out there on the field with the guys. He's throwing the football. You see him. Okay, he's not going through much hard stuff. Even that, I can live with that. We all understand how old he is, but not to be on vacation in the Caribbean? You could have done that 4 weeks ago right. Before training camp started. I mean, come on.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.